Blog Talk Radio.
Randy has voices inside his head. Just watching him puts me to bed. It puts me. Randy walks down here on this ramp. His expression stays the same. Does his toes up in the corner. Can't think of anything more lame. All his tattoos are disgusting. All that oil on him is heinous. I guess you get to sit back and watch me beat this ignoramus.
Thank you so much for that, Mr. Sandow. Hey, hi, and what up, everyone? And welcome to the Dark Main Event. I am Josh. He is Steve. Say what's up, Steve.
What's going on, everybody?
That's right. We are in the air everywhere, live on the vast Blog Talk Radio Network. We got a packed show tonight. Let's get right into it, Steve. Raw last night. Your thoughts?
A lot better than last week, to start off with. A great show overall, no, but there were moments that I quite enjoyed during this, especially the end segment with Ryback versus Kane, which really kind of surprised me. I thought it would be a worse match than it was, and the Shield coming out surprised me, but other than that, wasn't much to talk about.
Right. Definitely. Ryback versus Kane was great. The opening segment I thought was really good, too, with Ryback and Cena. I know a lot of people didn't like it. One of the things I really, really liked about that segment, honestly, and I'm kind of ashamed to admit this, was Cena's Ryback impression. I thought it was pretty dead on, and it made me laugh a little bit. So I thought that was good. And the Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar in Triple H's office segment, I thought was just gold. Paul Heyman sold, I'm sure, a lot of pay-per-views to a lot of people last night, definitely to me. It was amazing, I thought.
Yeah, I completely agree, and he sold it to me as well. I kind of wanted to put that towards the end because I think the Heyman segment gets a recap of its own with just how perfect it was. But Cena was hilarious. I mean, John Cena owes me $1.60 for an international phone call I bought in 2008. That was fantastic. And if he does more, adult humor like that, that isn't crappy Star Wars jokes, maybe people would start to like him a little bit more and not think he's so goddamn corny.
Right. Yeah. And, that's pretty much been his shtick, the last, 8-9 years, ever since he won his first title and, started doing all that stuff. He's just been kind of corny and, oh, poopy, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, and all that other stuff. But like you said, he does the adult type stuff, like when he did his old school raps against The Rock, I dug that, and he didn't do that at all this year, and I was kind of disappointed, and, if he gets back to that, I can see some more people starting to get behind him and, not booing him as much, and, so maybe they'll go in that direction, hopefully.
Yeah, and it definitely could, but, the thing is, it's not even, that wasn't even adult humor, it was just not crap. It was
right.
A funny Ryback impersonation. He was doing the snorting and the faces, and the rest of his promo sucked, but at least he was trying to do something funny, and at least to both of us, it sounds like he succeeded.
Yeah, and the thing for me, too, it was just different. Most mm-hmm. of his stuff is pretty much the same. It's just like, preacher voice, rise above hate, hustle, loyalty, respect, whatever the fuck else he talks about, But this was a little bit different. Not a whole lot different, but it was baby steps,
Yeah, it was different enough at least for us to take some notice. But let's get to the Heyman and Lesnar segment, because that to me saved what was otherwise an absolutely terrible show. And if you guys missed it last night, you need to go on your favorite video sharing site and find this thing, because Paul Heyman was absolutely phenomenal the entire segment. I've never seen anything like that from him, and I mean, I don't even know how to describe it.
No, I mean, just the one-liner he was running off, the whistling in the elevator, it was just, it captivated me. I was kind of in and out the whole show before that, and even after that, I was, in and out, but, watching that segment, I thought it was just like you said, amazing. There's just no other way to describe it. Paul Heyman is a genius. We all know that. We've all known that for a long time. But he definitely showed it last night, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And can I just say Brock Lesnar is a scary fucking individual. Like, I do not want to run into him in a dark alley.
No, definitely. Lesnar, I don't know if you could describe him as the strong, silent type. You know, that's kind of overused a lot, but that's definitely what he is. He is, you know, if I ran into him, I'd probably just have to change my pants. You know, even if it wasn't in a dark alley, just meeting him. You know, he's a scary guy, and, yeah, I wouldn't want to get in the ring with him, worked or not.
Yeah, no, me either. And Paul Heyman as much as Brock Lesnar was fantastic, Paul Heyman just made that segment. I mean, he walks into the office and, good morning, you're not Stephanie, you're much prettier than she is. That was just, who says shit like that?
It was great. I don't know if he came up with that himself or someone wrote it for him, but just the delivery on it and just the whole segment was just amazing.
Yeah, it really was. And other than that, I mean, not much else to talk about here. The Usos got an appearance. With Kofi Kingston losing to the Shield, what else is new? There was really nothing else memorable on the show. I mean, not at least that I want to talk about.
Right. Well, the one thing that I do want to talk about, a couple things, actually. First one, Cesaro. No yodeling this week. He was super serious, talking about how he was, you know, the best or whatever and everything. There's no one on the roster that can, you know, be better than him or whatever the hell he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed, you know, he's talking about, you know, different shows. He made a point to mention NXT, and they don't mention NXT on Raw very often. So I'm wondering if that's not a precursor to bringing out someone like Ono or one of those other indie guys that, you know, we know that he works so well with to either team with him, feud with him, something like that.
You know
that happened.
Sorry. Yeah, no, and I don't know what was with Cesaro's outfit last night. I mean, it was just whatever. But yeah, that aside, Cassius on the Bray Wyatt is somebody who's coming up very soon, and Cesaro's already done the D pushed, and I can only say to that, thank God, because the 2 weeks of yodeling was too many.
Yeah, it was. Well, I think it was longer than that, but you're right. It was way too many. 1 week of it was too many because it was completely ridiculous. The fact that he finally got back on the winning track, I think, was a bit of a step in the right direction. Yeah, it was. What's it, Zack Ryder? I think it was Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
But yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, for now, you know, we'll see where it goes, but. You know, I liked what I saw from him last night, and, you know, like I said, the fact that he mentioned NXT, I think, is a precursor to something bigger to come. I'm a little excited for it, and I think it's going to be awesome if it does happen.
Yeah, me too, and, yeah, like, I hope it's Ono or Bray Wyatt or even Pac or Adrian Neville or whatever it is, that, you know, or somebody who's going to make things interesting with them.
Right, definitely. And one other thing I wanted to mention, too, we haven't talked about it. I was kind of thinking about it earlier today. The Miz was supposed to be on the show last night. Once again, no sign of him. Thoughts?
I guess the Christmas movie was more important.
Yeah, exactly.
I had nothing else to say.
You screwed up again. Damn it, Miz.
Damn it, Miz, indeed. Anyways, that's Raw.
That is Raw. Indeed, it was Raw. So we're going to move on from that now. We have Bethany on the line, and it's time for another edition of the fantastic segment, our favorite segment, my favorite segment at least. I don't know about Steve.
Mine too.
Girl Meets Wrestling. Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bethany, what's up?
How's it going?
Great, Beth.
How's
it going?
Good, good. I love how every time I call in, I always, like, do the pleasantries to start as if we're not fucking talking on Facebook at the same time. I think that's adorable.
What's that?
Facebook. Facebook.com/KayFabeCorner? What are you talking about?
I don't even know how to turn on a computer.
So who's going to announce the match that I got to watch?
That would be me, only because it was my suggestion, and I've been pushing for this. Just real quick, for those of you who don't know, Bethany's a casual wrestling fan, and she has not seen a lot of classic matches or gimmick matches or know about a lot of classic superstars. So every week we give her a different match to review and give her own opinion on without any help from any outside influences except for, you know, backstory and whatnot. And for those of you who have been listening since the start, I've been pushing for Beth to watch this match forever. And we finally decided to do it this week. It is the Gimmick Battle Royal from WrestleMania X7 in the Houston Astrodome. And I cannot wait to do this. So Beth, don't leave us hanging. Get started.
Okay, so, oh my God. I loved it. It was kind of cheesy, but I kept having to ask Jeremy. I was like, when was this done? What year was this? And he's like, 2001. And it just seemed crazy because all the costumes and obviously gimmicks that they had going through was interesting. The match itself was kind of, I don't know, I was more into the entrances, which lasted longer than the entire match. Funny enough.
Right.
So I loved all the entrances. I wanted to thank you because it actually gave me a chance. You know, you gave this girl some costume pieces to gawk at, and you know that that's part of what I really like. And so it was really interesting. The goon, in my opinion, wins best boots. They were shaped like skates. Awesome, awesome boots. I was very happy. So that was neat. I didn't like the whole face-looking thing that the Bushwhackers did. That was gross. And
not to interrupt you or anything, but the goon best boots, not the Iron Sheik, what?
No, not the Iron Sheik. Come on, boots that are shaped like ice skates, that's badass. I want a pair.
He had the curly Q thing, though. He had the curl things.
Did you guys place bets on whose boots I would like? Is that what this is? Did you just lose a bet?
No, there's no bets or anything. I just figured, you know, the boots, you know, he had the boots. Those were the boots. They were the boots.
The boots. Well, you know what? Those were pretty cool, too. But ice skates. Come on.
All right.
No, and like I said, yeah, the licking thing, the Bushwhackers, the licking thing was disgusting. Jeremy was like, oh, yeah, they do that. You know, they would come out and do that to kids, little kids, ringside, and that's just even worse. Yes. I couldn't imagine being, like, 8 years old going to a wrestling match and then coming home with a fucking wrestler's stinky spit all over my face. Like, that would horrify me for life, I think.
You
so
think?
There was that.
You're not sure about that?
No, I couldn't do it. Also, Jim Cornette. So I knew him. I got very excited when I saw him coming out, except I didn't know his name. I know him as the Wendy's freakout guy, because Jeremy showed me that video of him at the drive-thru where he's freaking out at the drive-thru lady at Wendy's in the car. So I was very excited when I got to. I was like, it's that guy. He freaks out. And Jeremy's like, yeah, that's him. And so that was really neat. There's a clown, by the way. Fuck the clown. So I'm terrified of clowns. Backstory here. Deathly terrified of clowns and spiders. Those are my two biggest fears. I know I'm giving you guys ammo now, but if you ever look at my Facebook wall, you'll see people, dickheads, just go through, a.k.a. friends, go through and just post pictures of spiders and clowns on my wall. And so I saw the clown, and he was creepier than I had hoped he would be. And so I thought it was super funny because when he got thrown over, when he got out of the ring, there was like a whole bunch of people booing and stuff like that. I was actually happy. I was like, God, because my eyes were drawn to him the entire time. I couldn't stop staring at the creepy clown in the corner beating stuff up. So so there was that. I loved it. I really loved the match. Thank you.
Who is, so the Goon won one favorite booth, but who is your favorite gimmick?
My favorite gimmick? The Iron Sheik was actually pretty cool. He was actually pretty cool.
Sheiky Baby.
He what?
Sheiky Baby.
Oh, Sheiky Baby. I liked him, and I didn't like the turkey. I didn't I wasn't into the turkey at all.
Nobody likes the turkey.
I said he doesn't like the turkey.
No, Steve, shut up. No one liked the turkey.
Shut up. Everyone did.
I don't know who would have liked the turkey.
Gene Okerlund was part of the angle originally, and he hated the fucking turkey.
That says something right there.
I guess the other thing I would have to ask you, Beth, is no comments about the Bobby Heenan commentary. I mean, that's one of my favorite parts of the match.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I didn't catch on to it right away, even though they made a comment about his ponytail at the beginning, and I didn't put two and two together, maybe because Utah Heenan, right, because he's not wearing, or he doesn't have nearly as much hair anymore, so maybe that was why I didn't, like, link it. But then he was talking. I recognized his voice. And so I had to ask Jeremy if that was him. And I guess he told me that it was because, what was it, a week before or something like that, Lawler had walked out. And so,
pretty soon before that, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. And so then, so he was the color commentator. I thought that was pretty cool. I don't mind him as a commentator, actually. He did really good. So... that was pretty neat, and his ponytail was actually really beautiful. It was full.
Why do I even?
You think his was full? You should have seen mine. You know, a few months ago. You know, late last year, before I cut all my hair off, that was a full ponytail. I'll tell you.
Was it a full ponytail? Do you have pictures? You have to send me pictures.
I'll see if I can find one.
Good, because then I can shed your hair.
Oh,
I mean, look at your hair, not judge it.
Manageable.
Oh, one more thing. Freebird's robe was badass.
Yeah, PSAs. That was his gimmick back in the day. You know, the institution of Freebird's robe.
No, it was badass. I liked it, and it was sparkly. So I guess the match itself was just a lot of, like, people stomping on the mat and shouting each other over, and that was, you know, I was drawn to the clown. I couldn't stop staring at it until he went over. But the entrances were definitely way more interesting. I loved it though.
We're glad you loved that, especially me, because that's one of my favorite matches ever. Even though the actual wrestling sucks, it's so good.
It was really good.
Okay. Well, I think that's all we have, unless you have any more comments about Pretty Boots to, you know, Tugboat's hair or something like that.
Hold up.
Any more comments on that. I do want to just, you know, say, I know I had mentioned it in the thread already on Facebook, but I'm very disappointed that Del Rio wasn't wearing his pretty red boots last night. I just have to say it again. I've said it like 5 times, but it bears repeating. So... that's
very true.
It is what it is, but he better come back next week with red boots, is all I'm saying.
All right, yeah. And before you go, how many hair flips for the gimmick battle royal?
I will give the actual match just a not impressed 4/10, but I'll give the entrances and the gimmicks a total 6 out of 5 hair flips. I loved it.
Feel it. I feel you. And one more thing. I don't know what kind of horrible person would post, you know, clown pictures and stuff on your Facebook when they know your fear, you know, clowns are your fear or whatever. That's just horrible to me. That's like somebody posting pictures of Chucky on somebody's Facebook if they know that somebody's scared of Chucky.
Right? How horrible is that? I would never do something like that.
I know, right? It's just wrong.
It's not right.
Oh, man. We have too much ammunition for this.
I know. I just gave you guys a ton of ammo. That's awesome. Well, Chris Berg has already utilized it. He's posted spiders on my wall a few times. So.
Well,
what a cock.
We'll give you a bunch more Doink the Clown matches now for Girl Meets Wrestling. We'll make sure that happens.
No, we're not going to do that. We're going to go ahead and not do that. We're gonna give you good matches. You know, maybe not good matches, but there's going to be no clowns.
Okay, clown-free matches. That's all I'm asking.
Right, you know, I had a clown thing when I was a kid, not so much anymore, but, you know, you see that movie It, you know, you see Pennywise in the sewer biting kids' hands and shit, you know, but it's cool.
Well, see, the movie It, that fucked me up. Because it's a clown and a spider. Oh, spoilers if nobody saw
it. Yeah.
But, so yeah, that was terrifying.
All right, fine. No more dunk matches for now.
Exactly. All right.
But it was good. Thank you guys again.
No problem.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week, Beth.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was Girl Needs Wrestling. And if you listen to all of that, you know why it's my favorite segment. And it's probably Steve's favorite segment, too. Right, Steve?
Of course it is. I mean, how could that not be my favorite segment, especially when we got to do one of my all-time favorite matches ever?
Oh, my face hurts as much as I just laughed listening to her. And to, yeah, that was great.
It was. Something that is not great, unfortunately, that we have to talk about, and I know we don't talk about TNA much on the show, but if you didn't see Impact last week, Sting was named the number one contender for Bullwhite's TNA Championship. Josh, I don't know about you. I'm a huge, huge, huge Sting fan. Have been for years and years and years and years and years. But what the fuck? Are you kidding me? Sting is 50-some years old. The guy can barely move around in the ring. He should not be competing in TNA title matches.
Right. I do hear you. I'm not as big a Sting fan as you are. I didn't really get into wrestling until after WCW died and everything, so I didn't see a whole lot of Sting before that. Saw a little bit of him in TNA. I watched, you know, some old matches and everything. But I do completely agree with you. He has no business being anywhere near the main event of a major pay-per-view for a somewhat major company. To me, I mean, this angle, the Ace is an Ace angle, is a rehash of the NWO angle, the original NWO angle, excuse me, from 1996, 17 years ago. Do you know who was the main focal point babyface of that angle?
I don't remember now.
Sting. 17
no
years later, once
are
again.
Are you sure?
Sting.
Are you sure it was Sting?
Yeah.
No.
Sting. The Sting. Steve Borden, Mr. Jesus. That guy. 17 years.
You know, it's just, I get that TNA has a bunch of WCW guys, Bischoff, Hogan, Sting, but come on, do we really have to see WCW 2.0? AJ Styles is already playing the part of Sting from the NWO angle. Sting is getting his
right
yearly title matches for anniversary. It's fucking stupid.
Yes, and I will admit, I don't watch TNA. I try to catch it, you know, when I can. Most of the time, I forget about it. But, you know, I read about it, and this angle to me, I know a lot of people think it's, you know, cutting edge, groundbreaking. It's really not. It's ridiculous. The whole angle is dumb. The only slightly redeeming quality of it is Bully Ray, because Bully Ray is just great in and of himself. But other than that, there's just nothing about it that interests me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm a Team 3D guy, and I still think D-Von has a lot of stuff left in him, and he's still pretty entertaining, so I'm down with that. But other than that, nobody wants to see freaking Derek Bischoff and Mike Knox and Luke Gallows and freaking D-Lo Brown, who's got to be 74 years old by now. It's just, oh my God, it's infuriating. And we know Sting's not going to win. And we know this is probably leading to Bully Ray versus Hulk Hogan. God forbid we have to see that shit again.
And if it does lead to that, which it probably will, you know who's going to win that match.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan. I know. Don't remind me.
When is the next TNA pay-per-view, do you know?
Slammiversary is next month, I believe, from Boston.
So it's in June?
Yes.
So what they're doing, like 3 months, every pay-per-view is 3 months now? Every live pay-per-view?
I think so, yeah. They're having 4 pay-per-views a year, and then they're having, you know, like the Joker's Wild and One Night Only stuff every other month.
Right. So, they do Slammiversary in June. The next pay-per-view would be in September. Hulk Hogan, which, you know, we think he's going to be the next contender at that pay-per-view, maybe.
Yes.
Maybe, maybe not. Speculation. If that's the case, will be over 60 years old. He turned 60 in August. Sigh. Indeed. Not sigh, Gangnam style sigh. 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 That kind of sigh. Yeah, exactly. You know, and a lot of people are just like, ooh, TNA is so great, they have all this talent. No. Yeah, they've got some talent. But it's far from great. They've not been even good since, like, 2005 to me. You know, a lot of people are like, ooh, they're doing so much better. No, they're not. They need to stop doing this rehash crap, come up with some original ideas, you know, and start entertaining people, captivating audiences, you know. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, and you know, just the last point I'm going to make on this is, why, you know, they have guys like Samoa Joe and AJ Styles and James Storm, who could be great number one contenders for the TNA world title, and they use Sting. I mean, what are you doing with the talent there?
You're not doing anything with the talent there. I mean, Aries is, you know, in the tag team thing with Rude. I mean, I think he still is. Like I said, I don't watch it. I haven't really paid attention to it. It's devolved into, like, a comedy bit, I think, as far as I knew. And it's just, you know, Aries is probably their best all-around wrestler. He's their version of CM Punk, maybe, one could say.
Mm-hmm.
Rude, a lot of people like Rude. I personally don't. I think he's a little bland, but, you know, that is, you know, it is what it is. People's opinions are different than mine. That's cool. Hardy's popular with the fans, you know, but he just had his run. And it's just like, you know, there's all these other guys that you could elevate. Storm, you know, put Styles back up there. Samoa Joe, you know, fuck, even Chris Park. Why not Chris Park? You know, Abyss, you know.
Oh, Joseph Parkinson?
He's had his run. But I just don't get what they're doing. And
yeah,
it's just mindless to me.
Yeah, I'm stunned and disappointed that they're insulting our intelligence like we don't know any better.
Right.
Anyway.
And, you know, there's no, with the Hogan thing, you know, with him, you know, probably going to be the next guy that challenges for the title, there's no Vince McMahon there to contain his ego, you know, to the point where it's just like, no, you can't do this, guy, you know. And it's just, a lot of people don't like Vince and, you know, the stuff that he does, but, you know, he's an essential component, I think, to contain guys like that, you know, who have an ego that's bigger than the business, and, you know, there's no denying what Hogan's done for the business, but his ego is bigger than the business.
Yeah, there's no question, but let's move on before I get any more angry about this. I've got some rage now.
Indeed, we will move on to our brand new segment. We're very excited about it. I know you're excited about it. I am excited about it.
Now I'm all pissed off, and I have to get it out.
Yeah, exactly. TNA sucks, and we're going to use that as a segue into our new segment, Does He Suck? Josh Presley, take it away.
It's time for Does He Suck with Josh and Steve. And now, here they are, us.
Thank you very much, Josh Presley. It is Does He Suck. Actually, this week it's a very special edition of Does He Suck? Do They Suck? Steve Demain, take it away. Tell us what we got.
Well, thank you, Josh. This is a brand new segment where we are going to take normally one person, but this week a group of people, and we're going to analyze them and determine the all-important question, do they suck? And this week we decided, excuse me, we were going to start off with something special. So we're going to profile the awesome rock group 3MB Baby this week. Right, Josh?
3MB Baby! That is right indeed. You got Heath Slater, Drew McIntyre, and the brown guy, Jinder Mahal.
The brown guy, nice.
Yeah, I can say it. I'm the brown guy, too. It's not racist. Leave me alone.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Yes. So, for this week, what I'm going to do is I'm going to profile each man individually and then as a group. So, we're going to get going. We're going to start with the brown guy, as you so aptly named him, Jinder Mahal. And,
Sorry to interrupt you. Hold on.
What?
I can say the brown guy. That's cool because I am brown guy. Or half brown guy. you can't say that. Alright? I'm not cool with that, Steve.
Fine. I'll just say the Indian guy. Happy?
Alright. There you go. Alright. We're cool.
Okay. The Indian guy, Jinder Mahal, as I was saying, Josh. Boy, an interesting transformation from a prince who cared about his turban to a rock star who couldn't give a shit about his traditions and religion. Mahal has not been able to do much in the ring lately because it's always been Slater and McIntyre, so I can't even give an accurate assessment of him since, you know, last time I saw him in singles competition was Survivor Series in a dark match. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't think I've ever actually seen Jinder in a match.
He did a lot of competing on SmackDown last year.
Yeah, and I don't really watch SmackDown a whole lot. I mean, I know he did the whole Kali angle when he first started. But other than that, I can't really tell you what he's done.
Yeah. Not a lot of people can, and that's the problem. But we can tell you about Drew McIntyre, who recently came back after not being on TV and getting the Alex Riley treatment for 8 months. And, you know, McIntyre is the guy who's just not getting used correctly. But he's got talent. I mean, he's not the best in-ring worker, but he's not terrible. He's got some charisma. He's hilarious, I think, in this gimmick, even though it's terrible for him. And we need to, you know, make him a fan favorite and just give him a mid-card title push. But, you know, once he gets out of 3MB, he's going to be just fine. And, wow, I'm doing so much talking tonight, I'm coughing.
You know, we have a mute button.
You know, shut up. as far as Slater's going to slate Heath Slater goes, this guy is great. This is the perfect gimmick for him, and I've really become a big Heath Slater fan since he did that whole Legends run for Raw 1000 back in the summer of last year. I think he's hilarious. His in-ring work is terrible, but he's got personality, and he makes people, you know, either roll their eyes or laugh, and that's something that not a lot of guys in WWE today have, and, you know, that's something that they're finally utilizing. I think Heath Slater is the only person who's being used correctly in 3MB, which is, you know, kind of hard for someone to say that 3MB is doing something right, but that's beside the point. Overall, it's just a revamped version of the Job Squad. And do they have a real use besides Slater? I don't really think so.
Right. You know, as far as McIntyre goes, I mean, he was the former Chosen One. Vince came out on TV and, you know, he was like, oh, Chosen One, you're fired, whatever the fuck he says. You know, I think McIntyre's got a lot of talent, you know. Like you said, I think you said he's got, you know, some limited in-ring ability or whatever. I think he's got a little more than that. I like McIntyre's in-ring work. Love his entrance music, by the way. When you,
yeah, same.
You know, just Drew McIntyre, not 3MB Drew McIntyre. The whole Scottish thing was cool. I loved his finisher. Thought he was great when he was Intercontinental Champion and all that. He just kind of fell off and disappeared for a while, like you said. I think he has a lot of potential beyond 3MB. With Slater, I completely agree with you. I think, you know, the role's perfect for him. He's, I think it was it Learman the other day on the group, on the board, that you can see at facebook.com/kayfabecorner, mentioned that, you know, he could be, you know, the best jobber since Brooklyn Brawler. And that's a compliment as far as I'm concerned, because Brooklyn Brawler is a legend as far as being a jobber goes. And Slater, yeah, you know, Slater, you know, he's got a big mouth, and, you know, he can't back it up ever, and, you know, it's, you know, he makes you want to see his ass get kicked, you know, and that's exactly what happens every time. And, you know, he just looking at him makes you want to see his ass get kicked, hearing him, 3LB, baby, or however the hell he talks, you know, you want to see his ass get kicked, and that happens, you know, so you get what you're coming to see, and so it works in that sense. So yeah, 3MB, they're, like you said, they're a modern-day version of the Job Squad. JBL calls them fucking Mean Street Posse going to a karaoke bar. That's hilarious, I think.
Forgot
that's a
about
very,
that.
Very good representation of what they are. Yeah, I think we're gonna sum it up. Steve Demain, gotta ask you, do they suck?
Let me think about this one for a minute. Yeah, overall as a group, 3MB does indeed suck.
Yes, they do. But to me, in a good way, because some guys just have to suck.
Yeah, they do. And on that note, that was our first edition of Do They Suck? We will be back with this segment every single week, and it's going to be a regular part of the show. Please enjoy it from here on out. And if you have someone you want us to profile, let us know. We might just do it, or we might completely ignore you, either one.
Yeah, you know, and do they suck? You know, it's just is what it is. It's a discussion segment between Steve and myself and you. If you want to give us a call, number 347-838-9944. That number, once again, is area code 347-838-9944. While we're waiting for people to call in, let's get some cheap plugs in. Steve,
do it.
What's your favorite wrestling website?
PW Insider.
No, you know what? You're wrong. You're just... No. No, 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 no. What you gotta do is you gotta get on your laptop or your PC or whatever the hell you're using. You know, you're using a Mac, you know, whatever. Get on there. Get your keyboard out. You go to www.kayfabecorner.com. Kayfabecorner.com? Yeah, kayfabecorner.com. There's all sorts of stuff on there. You got interviews with Staples, Casual Corner with Bethany. You got the Domain Event. How is your favorite website, not the site that you write for? This is what I want to know. Answer me that.
I plead the fifth.
Exactly. You know what? You're fired.
Okay.
After the show, you're fired. All right? We're going to replace you.
I accept that.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Shut up. You're not replacing him yet. I
go check us out, www.kayfabecorner.com. This podcast goes up there every week. I write for the site. Josh writes for the site. He writes an awesome satire column that he just put up a new column today about CM Punk's Day Off, which is absolutely hilarious.
What?
And if you have not read it yet, go check it out. Yeah, shut up, Stone Cold. The podcast is also on iTunes.
What?
Go to iTunes and look us up on Dark Main Event.
What?
Shut up, Stone Cold. I'm trying to talk. You done?
No! 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 Okay, I'm done.
Anyways, we are on iTunes. Go look us up. Just go to iTunes and type in the Dark Main Event. You can subscribe to us. Leave us a rating and write something nice about us, because we love seeing nice things written about us, because it never happens.
Yes, we do. Indeed, we do. And yeah, like I said, Steve, you're just fired. As of a show. You heard the disembodied voice. I've already got somebody lined up to replace you.
Yeah, he does.
Shut up. I told you. Wait. And, you know, I'm just real tired of your shit. Real tired of your shit. And you didn't even plug the rest of the stuff. You did iTunes. We did the site. He didn't mention the Twitter. At Dark Main Event. Follow us there. You know what? I don't care. At Dark Main Event. Follow us there. We don't tweet a lot. I ain't gonna lie. But there's tweets. We got tweets. We got all them tweets. You can follow the main site's Twitter. At KFabe all day. Staples runs that. He does them tweets. We got a fan page. The Dark Main Event on Facebook. You can follow it, follow that, like it, click it, do stuff with it, fap to it, whatever you want.
Well,
we're all over the
fap
place.
To it, don't
we're all
fap
over the internet.
It.
What?
Fap to the page, don't fap on the page.
Yeah.
That's a difference.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what I meant. It's cool.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what I mean. Going back to kayfabecorner.com real quick, Jeremy just did an interview with former WWE ECW star Just Incredible, which was freaking awesome. And you guys need to check that out.
Former ECW world champion Just Incredible.
Yes, absolutely. And you guys need to go check that out. Justin gave a fantastic interview. Jeremy did a great job with it. And
yes.
It's totally worth the 10 minutes to read it. Please go look at that.
Yep, go check that out. Go check out all the other stuff that's on there. There's an interview with Casey Carlisle, who we interviewed on the show last week. She was the very first interview on the site. She's the very first interview on the show. Very honored for both. She's an awesome, awesome lady.
Absolutely.
Can't wait to have her back on. Absolutely indeed.
I said I was going to watch that. Other than that, our phone lines are still dry, guys. I know people are listening, but I guess they just don't want to talk to us. Listeners, this is your part. 347-838-9944. Come on, guys. We're running out of stuff to talk about here, and we're starting to drift into dreamland.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. It's kind of sad the way things are going right now. We're going to have to get the disembodied voice back in here and fill some time.
I can do this stuff, guys. What's going on?
Shut up. I didn't say yet. I said maybe.
Okay. I'll be here in the corner.
Don't cold. Leave me alone. Hey. Stop that.
Hey, it's almost there. If he had to what me through me trying to get through some plugs for us, he can what your... Who is that, anyways? What is that voice?
The disembodied voice?
Yeah.
You don't like a disembodied voice?
I didn't say that. I just don't know where the hell it came from.
He's just kind of chilling out. You know, I found him on the street corner and asked him if he wanted a job. Said I might be looking for a potential new co-host. And, you know, he was down with it. So he's just kind of chilling out on my couch. And, you know, he's eating all my food and everything. And it's a good deal. You know, I like to be charitable sometimes.
Yeah, he does. He's a real nice guy.
Yeah, I am.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
Hello, disembodied voice. You're not replacing me, so don't get your hopes up.
Don't count on it, bucko.
Shut up. Get back in the corner.
Anyways. The disembodied voice is apparently the only person who wants to talk to us tonight because no listeners are calling in. This is becoming a very saddening trend.
I'll totally talk to you guys. What's going on?
Shut up.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, bye, Kermit the Frog.
I don't sound like Kermit the Frog. You sound like Kermit the Frog.
What? What the hell does that even mean? That's a horrible insult.
Somebody save me, please.
No. I will not tolerate that. That's anti-Semitic. Get in the corner now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think you're sexy, Steve.
Get rid of that voice.
Yeah.
Get rid of him. Get rid of him. That is not
anyway.
A good time, filler. Just don't ever do it again.
Yeah. Anyway.
You killed it.
You killed it. didn't kill anything. Disembodied voice killed it. You son
yeah,
of
okay.
Bitch.
Disembodied voice, you suck.
Again,
anywho.
With the dying. Anywho, indeed.
Yeah. No listener calls tonight, so.
Yeah. Hell, hold up. We got a listener call. Indeed, we do. We're going to go to her right now, live on the air. What is going on? Hello, how are you?
This is your guildmaster coming to save your asses again.
Hey, boss, what's
are
going
you going to tell us we peaked again this time?
No, you guys are getting a little bit better. I did like how when you gave out the number, then you did the little thing with all the plugs. That was pretty cool, so that was new. I also liked the new segment, so, you know, getting better. You're getting there.
The new segment was my
that.
Idea, by the way.
Shut up.
See, I want to talk to him, the disembodied voice. I don't give a fuck about you two. Can I talk to him for the rest of the time?
I guess. Here.
Hey, Jeremy, what's going on?
Not much. You should really be the host of this show, like, honestly.
You think
you,
so?
You just have
I've been saying that to Josh this whole time, and, you know, he's just kind of a douchebag, and, you know, if you do stuff to him, and it's just really weird, and, you know, it's not really worth having a place to live and stuff to eat. You're the boss. You should just, you know, fire both these guys and just let me do the show.
This is true. This is very true. Just have your agent call me. We'll set this up. Have you ever thought about writing for a website?
You know, I don't really know how to use a computer. I haven't really used one since, like, 1985. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure the software's still the same. But, I'm sure I could do it.
You'd probably pick up pretty quick, because I happen to have two open spots coming up pretty soon. Two guys aren't working out for me very well.
You're going to fire Beeler and Bethany? That's fucked up.
Yeah, come on, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, them.
That's your wife. And you called her a guy.
She likes it.
What's up, man?
Terrible. Next, you're going to go get a clown suit and scare your wife with it. Don't do that.
Never.
Who does that?
Sorry, Beth.
Anyway. Get out of here, disembodied voice. Go. You talk to Jeremy. It's fine. Go. Get. Go do my laundry.
Okay.
That guy. So, Jeremy, what's going on?
Just sitting around listening to a little radio show on my computer. Other than that, you know, photoshopping dicks. You know. That's what I do.
I love dicks. I mean, Steve loves dicks.
That's too late. Can't save yourself on that one. Jeremy, no supervillains calling in this time to annoy us?
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you know, Bane mentioned you by name last time, so I assume all the supervillains just have some sort of contact with you.
Oh, I'm offended at this point. Like, I had nothing to do with that.
Like, you know, I think that you're lying, personally. I think Steve does, too, since he just mentioned it, obviously. We had
nope.
Bane call in. He's still calling Steve.
Yeah.
Still calling Steve.
It's just a coincidence that I also happen to have Steve's number. All right?
He doesn't call me. Do you have my number?
I have everybody's number.
That's
what
I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought. You know what? You're just giving out Steve's number to supervillains and stuff. That's messed up. Steve doesn't like it, do you, Steve?
Nope.
That's what I thought.
I'm Dean Ambrose now?
Yes, you are.
Oh.
Why can't I be Dean Ambrose? If anything, Steve's Rollins. Like, honestly.
Because you're Roman Reigns, that's why.
Because, you know,
I'm Roman
brown.
Reigns. I could be Roman Reigns. He's brown, I'm brown.
Injustice.
Yell incoherently a lot, you know? Justice. Indeed, justice. So how's the wife, Staples? We haven't talked to her in a while.
I know, it's been so long. She's sitting on the other side of the couch, not able to listen to the show right now because I'm on the phone.
Tell her we miss her.
You're missed.
And I killed the show.
I miss
so
the
anyway.
This show just got rapey. Anyways. Staples, I don't even think you can say this.
Sure, too.
I don't think anybody can do the show, honestly.
Yeah, Mr. T.
Shut up. Go away.
Fucking what?
Austin, you shut up too.
This has completely just broken down into a Florida Matt segment, so.
So, why is Austin exactly stalking the show? I mean, because I heard this rumor that he was recently seen stalking one CM Punk, you know, which you can hear all about at kayfabecorner.com.
Yeah, and he's just kind of, I don't know, I think he's lost it. Maybe he had one too many beers or, you know.
Did he lose it, or is he just lost? Can somebody just, like, get him a map home or something? Is he trapped on Redneck Island? What's going on here?
That was a funny one. It was good. Liked it.
Oh boy, I don't even know what to say right now. I really don't.
But really, though, bless his heart, Austin. You know, he's
bless it so hard.
You know, helping out with the site. He's helping out with the show. More than the Super Bowls have done lately. It's been like, what, 3 weeks since Bane called? We haven't had anything else?
Well, he's just been calling me personally, so, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that doesn't help me any. You know, he's just calling Steve and just breathing heavily in the phone and hanging up. You know, where's my call? Where's Lord Zed?
Because everybody knows the Power Rangers suck.
That's not true.
Dragon Lord for life.
Dragon Zord for life.
Children.
Shut up, old man.
So anyway, wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the wrestling?
I have thoughts on wrestling. Wrestle thoughts, if you will. I noticed that... I tend to, like, disagree with a lot of, like, what you guys have to say. You know, you seem to be very down, like, on, like, everything, on, like, the product in general, like, as far as, like, when you do your Raw reviews. I mean, I see a little bit different. I mean, not to say that the show is, I mean, you're good, but I can see more bright spots, it seems. I don't know. Maybe it's just my age.
Elaborate.
Well, like, the most glaring one this week was the John Cena thing, like, you guys seem to have a higher outlook on it than I did, I guess. I thought it was just the same old shit. Like, really.
Okay, hold up. Sorry to interrupt you. Again, I do that a lot. I did it to your wife earlier. Doing it to you now. You said we were down on a lot of stuff, and you were, like, more positive. But now you're saying
that
you're
is
more
true.
Positive and you're down?
Okay, but that just goes back to me disagreeing with you. We have differing opinions on a lot of things. But
I mean, for the most part, like we said, I think, probably, you know, the promo, for the most part, was the same old shit. I like the Ryback impression part of the promo. That was about it.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that was for me. It's still Cena.
But it seems like whenever he opens his mouth, I just, ugh. I don't even want to hear him. Like, I'm just
right.
Done.
I hear you, because it's been pretty much the same old shit for the last 10 years.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
Hilarious.
But anyway, yeah. I was just, the only reason I brought it up was because, you know, you two seem to have, like, similar opinions on like a lot of the things that you know you watch. Maybe it's because you know watch it you know together on the international thread at you know on the Facebook group. I don't know.
Which you can find at. I'm sorry to interrupt you again. You can find that on Facebook.com/KFabeCorner. You know, we do the Raw thread. You know, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. When it airs live, when you have to watch it, you got to watch it live. Can't watch it on no damn West Coast tape delay or anything like that. Go ahead and do it. Join us. We're awesome.
Well, some of us have, family priorities, you know, during that time. It's a little bit early to be, like, kicking back and watching a wrestling show.
That's what I'm saying. The West Coast is, you know, fuck the West Coast.
Best Coast, motherfucker.
That's
who are you talking to? See, I would, like, go do a drive-by on you, but I ain't driving all the way to Nebraska. Fuck that.
Yeah. Gotta go through all them cornfields and, you know, there's cows and shit.
I would have to stop and fuck one of those cows. I just, after that, I would never, like, I wouldn't be able to find my way to your place. Two or three,
you know, that's
maybe.
Why I live here, you know. I worship cows. You know,
well,
there's
that's
so
that's
many cows here. I had to, you know, come here, you know.
Yeah, you must stick out, like, a lot. You know, a brown guy walking through, you know, the streets of Nebraska.
And he's gone. Way to go.
I'm so sorry.
Good job, Staples.
Oh, my God. Oh. Yes, I do. I do, in fact, quote, unquote, stick out.
You know, especially when you're on your knees praying to a giant cow.
What
do I
have to do?
Oh, man.
I mean, I've seen you on your knees plenty of times. But praying to a cow.
Hey, you know what? The cow's my god. You know, I
And that's the reason you really live in Nebraska.
What?
And that's the reason you really live there, correct? Just all those fucking cows?
Yeah,
like,
all the fucking cows.
It's like Mecca for you.
Yeah, Omaha Steaks, man. The Omaha Beef football team, which Tim Tebow might sign with for $75 a game.
This show has completely just gone from fantastic to this. I just want to point that out.
Yeah. Oh,
and this
man.
Is why I don't call in.
Yeah, just Bane does. All right, I'm going to go cut my list now, so,
Yeah.
Anyways, Biggles, we love talking to you, but this show has just sucked, so, yeah.
A little bit.
You guys are actually, once again, being too dour. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. Just call us. I mean,
this isn't like episode 3. I mean, that was a shit pile.
Well, that was fun because, you know, Presley raged at the end and everyone loves hearing fuck swears, right?
Yeah, everyone loves them fuck swears, you know?
Fuck swears.
It was a bad night. Everyone could have gone and fucked themselves for all I cared. But I don't feel
and
like
they
that
probably
night.
Did.
Yeah, they probably did, you know? People are fucking weird like that. Freaks, they're all heathens, according to Father Beeler. Who hasn't called in tonight, by the way?
Yeah, he probably has drama going on, so we'll give him a pass.
That GF is you, she's probably listening to.
No.
Ooh, I'm telling.
All right, guys.
Busted him out, Cole.
All right, so it's been real. Really
it has
long.
Been. Really, really shitty. With all your racist remarks.
All
right. Talk to you guys later.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Good evening, good sir.
That was Jeremy Staples to try and save this show, and it didn't work. But thanks for trying, boss. We love you.
Yeah, you know, thanks. We appreciate it. Not really possible. I'm going to stall for a few more minutes. If you want to call in, if you're listening, it's 347-838-9944. Once again, 347, that is the area code. Prefix is 838. The last four numbers are 9944. If you want to give us a call, go ahead. I mean, we're not, like, desperate or anything, but, hey, you know, we're not doing anything else.
Yeah, we're really not.
Well, shut up.
If you want to talk to us after this, God bless you. Bless your heart, even.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's, I mean, you know, it's not episode 3, but, you know, it is what it is, you know.
And this is why you're never hosting again.
Fuck you. I mean, no, fuck you. Your ass is fucking fired.
What? Yeah, you're what? I'm in. Hey. Stop that. Steve.
Please don't call us at this point. We don't need the show to be any more of a train wreck.
It hasn't been that bad. Come on.
Shh. I'm trying to get people to call.
What, the reverse psychology crap?
No. Yes.
With Jews you lose. Who said that?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably the disembodied voice praying to the cow. Anyways.
He has a good Josh impression.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. All right, you know what? We got no one. We're past the hour mark. I'm going to go ahead and call it. Steve, you got anything else to add?
Thank you for listening to all of you listeners out there in Radio Land, and I promise next week will be much better. We have a special interview coming up next week, so stay tuned for that.
Yes, we do indeed. You will want to stay tuned. It's going to be pretty awesome. So, yeah, I guess with that said, for Steve Domain, I'm Josh Presley. Thank you for listening, if you listened. If not, go fuck yourself. Good night, Internet.
Take care, guys.